This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Your thoughts on the debate last night are welcome. 855-839-1210. So, Moody's Analytics did an analysis, and this analysis is very, very telling in terms of the president's reelection abilities. And the point that Moody's Analytics is making is that based on the economy now, Donald Trump is going to win with maybe 358 electoral votes, which is more than he got in 2016. So he's cruising towards a landslide victory. And Moody's adjusted for the mistake they made in 2016 by adjusting a couple of different factors. And, I mean, they don't have to get in the weeds about it, but the point is that Moody's, because that's what they do, they analyze things. They're not pollsters, and they're not relying on people answering the phone. Moody's is able to come out with this very, very confident analysis. 358 electoral vote landslide is what Donald Trump is looking at. Now, knowing that, and you watched the debate last night, you can understand why I can take a deep breath and go, I'm not really worried about any of these people on the stage, because it's crazy town. Now, first of all, let's get into the reason why Joe Biden is basically almost out of the race. First of all, last night, they put together a little montage of Joe Biden getting tongue-twisted during the debate, getting a little tongue-tied during the debate. Candidates who are winning, candidates who are energized, candidates who have the what is known in politics as the mo, the big mo, momentum, don't get tongue-twisted like this. But people who are tired, people who know it's over, people who know they're running an uphill battle do. Take a listen.
What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. On the 17th, look, the fact that George Washington worried on the first time he spoke George after Washington. Being elected president, that what we had to worry about is foreign interference in our election.
Now, let me just stop it right now. I literally last night at the debate watch party, and I had a little remote control. I paused the debate, and I went over, and I grabbed the microphone, and I said, did he just bring up George Washington? Because I didn't know if I heard it right. Did he just bring up Washington? Yes, he did. Because right before that question was answered by Biden, I asked everybody, I said, all right, do you think he's going to be truthful about Ukraine, or do you think he's going to pretend like he forgot the question? And most of the room said he's going to pretend like he forgot the question. And that's exactly what he did by bringing up Washington and his false teeth and chopping down a cherry tree. And I can't tell a lie. And I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But that's where he went. He went to George Washington last night. You go to George Washington if you are, losing, right? That you bring up George Washington if you're losing. That's how that works. All right. Go ahead.
Hundreds and thousands of innocent people between there and the Iraqi border. And lastly, and I apologize for going up, but lastly, I'm the only one that got moved to make sure that we could not have a magazine that had more than 10 rounds in it. Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, when you register it, the likelihood of it being used diminishes exponentially. The fact is, everybody's right about the fact that the fourth industrial revolution is costing jobs. It is. The fact is also corporate greed. If they're going back and not investing in their employees, the way to deal with those guns and those AR-15s and assault weapons that are on the street, are not on the street, that people own, excuse me, in terms of foreign policy. And the fact of the matter is, I've never seen a time. And I spent thousands of hours in the Situation Room. I've spent many hours on the ground in those very places. What is happening in Iraq is going to be, in Afghanistan. As
who are you saying is being vague?
Well, the senator said she's being vague on the issue of, actually both of them being vague on the issue of Medicare for all. No, look, here's the deal. Come on, man.
That is a candidate who's losing, by the way. That is a candidate who is clearly losing. Biden tried to take credit for Elizabeth Warren's legislation, and America's mother-in-law wasn't going to have any of it. Biden tried to rename that, too, to the Biden bill. Cut 12.
Following the financial crash of 2008, I had an idea for a consumer agency that would keep giant banks from cheating people. And all of the Washington insiders and strategic geniuses said, don't even try, because you will never get it passed. And sure enough, the big banks fought us, the Republicans fought us, some of the Democrats fought us. But we got that agency passed into law. It has now forced big banks to return more than $12 billion directly to people they cheated. I served in the Obama administration. I know what we can do by executive authority, and I will use it. In Congress, on the first day, I will pass my anti-corruption bill, which will beat back the influence of money and repeal the filibuster. And the third, we want to get something done in America. We have to get out there fight for the things that touch people's lives.
I agreed with the great job she did. And I went on the floor and got you votes. I got votes for that bill. I convinced people
to vote for it.
You
couldn't do it without me,
lady. So
let's
get those things straight, too.
Oh, boy. Let me mansplain to you, lady. I got you those votes. You came out there, and I got them done. All right?
I convinced people to vote for it. So let's get those things straight, too.
Senator Warren, do you want to respond?
Clear this up.
I am deeply grateful to President Obama, who fought so hard to make sure that agency was passed into law. And I am deeply grateful to every single person who fought for it and who helped pass it into law. But understand,
you did a hell of a job of your job.
Thank you. But understand this. It was a dream.
No, he's like fight. He's like the guy who this is what Biden's like. Biden's like the guy who retires from a company and they keep him on the board of directors, emeritus, you know. He's a partner emeritus. He's on the stationery, but he doesn't actually run anything. And he annoys the hell out of everybody by coming in trying to take credit for everything. Like, well, you know, that was my idea to do the television. I came up with that idea. They're like, no, you didn't. But and then he just bothers everybody around the coffee area, and he won't leave. You know, he doesn't actually do anything, but takes credit for everything. And then it turns around every now and then and goes, hey, you're doing a great job. And they're like, thanks, guy who doesn't work here anymore. Appreciate it. But that's what he's like. He's like, you can't get rid of the guy. Joe Biden emeritus. And so he turns to her and goes, you did a great job. And she goes, thanks, crazy guy.
Understand.
You did a hell of a job of your job.
Thank you.
He's the creepy guy. Let me tell you something. Listen, Joe Biden is the creepy guy in the lunchroom cafeteria. You're talking to somebody, a coworker, and you see this guy. He goes, you're doing a great job. He's stirring his coffee, just sitting there with his legs crossed. And you look behind him and you go, what the hell? How long has he been here? How long has he been here listening to our conversation? It's creepy.
You did a hell of a job of your job.
Thank you. But understand this.
And then under your breath, you go, who's that? They go, oh, that's the guy. He used to be a partner here, and he has nothing to do all day. So he comes to hangs out in the lunchroom. His wife wants to get him out of the house. So he just kind of hangs around.
I'm picturing stirring his coffee.
He's sitting there with his legs crossed, stirring his coffee, overhearing conversations. And then every now and then he pipes up and goes, no, it was my idea, by the way, to move this over here. I did that when I was on the board of directors many years ago when I was in charge. It's just sad. It really is. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. And the fact that she's not fighting with him is because she knows that she's the front runner now and he's not. He's the crazy guy in the lunchroom. He's the crazy guy in the break room. Stirring the little coffee cup.
It's so creepy to think
overhearing
about.
Conversations. How long have you been here? Who is this guy? Oh, yeah, that's Joe Biden. He was vice president. He takes credit for everything in this company. Everything. Everything was his idea. Everything that he likes was his idea. Well, what does he do all day? Nothing. He just sits there in that chair. He comes in. He takes a nap. It's awkward. He leaves and then...
Are they still paying
him? Get rid of the guy. It's are we paying him? No, he's on boards and stuff. He and his dumb son, they're on these boards, and that's how they make money now. Does he do on the boards? Nothing. I mean, he's not qualified. Nothing. I don't know. He's just there. He's right there, you know? It's just beyond bizarre. Oh, God. And I got to give Kirk credit. I mean, her reaction of thanks. Who the hell is that guy? Why is he here? When's he leaving? 855-839-1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right. We have an hour of nonstop talk coming up. An hour of nonstop talk. Lots of debate analysis for you, and we'll get your thoughts. I want to quickly go to Roger in Jackson, New Jersey.
He's not there.
Okay,
no.
Sorry, Roger dropped off.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, no problem. I gotcha. All right, so I want to take your calls. I want to get your thoughts. I want to hear your reaction to the debate last night and get the latest from you on what's happening. I'll tell you what, for President Trump right now, who just tweeted out yesterday, median household income is at the highest point ever, ever, ever. How about saying it in this way? In the history of our country, more people working today in the USA than at any time in history. So how do you overcome that? How do you beat that? And you know that for Democrats, the only way they can try to beat that is through impeachment. But just yesterday, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, said, we're not doing a vote. Ah, no vote. You're not doing a vote on impeachment. Which means then that if there's no vote on impeachment, that means that the president is never going to be in any way, shape or form harmed by this, as I told you. But Joe Biden, Ukraine did him in, as I also told you what would happen, which is why I still think Donald Trump was the whistleblower. Donald Trump doesn't get in trouble. Doesn't hurt him politically, and Biden's done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.